parashas Vayakov Kudei are big parashas, chazing over the Inyan and Mishkan. I'd like to be oimid on the Inyan, beginning of Vayakov. It says, Vayakov Moishas called Aspnei Yisrael, Vayomilem, Elot Vonshin Shem Lassus Oisa. So we have like this. First of all, there's an Inyan where Moshe Rabbeinu is Makil Klal Yisrael. We'll see in a second, Chazal point out that it's an unusual event. We don't find anywhere before. That Vayakov Moshe Rabbeinu created a Kehillah of Klal Yisrael. Now, the Tzivui that was in it was meant to really be Melech Zamishkan. Like Rashi says, the Mavzer Kippur Shad Menahar, and that's really when he was going to tell him about the Mishkan. So the teichin of the tzivui is the teichin of what he's telling them is the Mishkan, and yet he's marked him with Shabbos. So you need to have Shabbos so that to tell us that it's not teichin Shabbos. But the Seder is off. I mean, first I should tell them the Mishkan. And then you should tell them, okay, everything I said is true for 6 days of the week. You should work very hard to make a Mishkan. And then the seventh day, you should chas v'shalom not be mechal Shabbos. But it starts off, and it's a complete parasha. It starts off, that he tells them about Shabbos. Then the parasha ends. It's a psucha. And then Vayemem Moshe, this whole thing. So it's if Shabbos is the exception to what he wants to tell them, it should be the other way around. The Vayakal Moshe, and he tells them all about the Mishkan, the whole Inyan of Mishkan, and then at the end have a little parasha about how Shabbos is the exception. It's mashma, even though the halacha lemaisa is that Shabbos is the exception, but the teichin of the tzivui is something that is. Something that is Shabbos. In other words, Shabbos is not the pshat, it's an exception for a side reason, but there's something about the core of the Melech HaMishkan that Shabbos is, it's ke'ilu, it can't be. It ke'ilu Shabbos is the core of Mishkan, and Mishkan is all about it. So obviously you're not going to do the Melech on Shabbos, for some core reason, not for a side halachic reason that it's a clash of two things, so it's not doicha. In other words, if the pshat is that Shabbos is the exception because there's another halacha called Shabbos coming from someplace else, and when you have a clash, how to resolve the clash, then its place is at the end. But if it's telling me that Be'etzim that Tzivui is Shabbos and somehow Melech HaMishkan is around it, it's going to be different. Now try to explain that Nekuda and explain that Inyan. So the Chazal themselves seem to bring, to kilo make it one Inyan. It's a Yalkut Shemayni. Mitchilas ha-Torah at-Soifa, ein bo pasha shem v'roisha v'yakal l'espovat. In the entire Torah, it doesn't have any place where it says v'yakal. Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to... is supposed to bring Klal Yisrael together, and always. I mean, every time he spoke to them, he spoke to them, and he spoke to all of them. By David Moshe al Yisrael Leimer is an extraordinary frequent pasuk. But the musik of Vayakel, that first a kohol, and then he spoke to them. That's unique here, Chazal say. Elazad, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Asei lecho kehilas gedolos, udroish lefneim berabim hilchas Shabbos." You should make big kehilos and teach them Hilchas Shabbos. Kedei shilmudu mechaderes haboyim lahakel kehilos b'chol Shabbos and Shabbos, so that people learn from you that you should be makel kehilos on Shabbos. So it's a very, very strange inyan. In other words, we do learn. There is a halacha that Moshe taught. That each moyed b'moyadoi Moshe Rabbeinu teaches Hilchas Maadim. So it could be Shabbos. Also goes into that klal on Shabbos. Also teaches Shabbos. But what's the inyan being makil kehilas on Shabbos to teach Hilchas Shabbos? He should say on Shabbos teach Hilchas Shabbos, and obviously the more the better. You see, if there's inyan to teach Hilchas Shabbos, the more people coming to the class, the better it is. The mashmos is that the pe'ula vayakel is shayach dafka to Shabbos. In other words, the inyan of Shabbos either demands kehilah or makes possible kehilah, and so on. So one element of Kehillah and the musig of Vayakel is Shabbos, and Lederis it became a musig that on Shabbos, learning in Yoni Shabbos, should be done with Kehillah. The Haggad was Ramban that says about Mikrei Kodesh that that is an Inyan, the Chiyuv of Mikrei Kodesh on Mi'adim is to come together as a tzibur, but the Knesia is and be mahalom shaber Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there is an Inyan to be makbid mu'atfil b'tzibur Shabbos Yomta, because it's part of the kiyum of the Moed is the Mikra Kodesh Shaboy. So there is a similar Inyan. But I'd like to try to understand a little bit the core of it. It's interesting enough that Legabe Inyanim of Mishkan, it also says, Legabe Inyanim of Mishkan, it also says Inyan of Kohol, it says Oz Yakol Shloimei, so that Shloimei HaMelech, when he dedicated the Beis HaMikdash, he was Makil Shloimei, and Chazal say Melamish in Ashchina Sheira Ela Bikohol, that you need to have Shchina needs to have a call. So the Inyan of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, which both of them require. They both require kohol. Here there's a v'yakel on the parashas of Mishkan as well. Oz yakel shloimei, there's an inyan over there of kohol also, and you have together an inyan that shayach to the musig of hashuas hashchina and Mishkan and so on. And it's something that needs havana, the inyan of the nekud of kohol, and the fact that Shabbos and Mishkan, each and every one of them requires kohol, and each and every one of them, it's mitzias of kedusha rests something with kohol. There's another inyan over here that it is tied very much to Shabbos and to the Mishkan also. It says that, both of them are hechetimtzus for Ashuras Hashchina. The Arachayim HaKadosh says that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them now this whole parasha is to be metakin on the Avad, that they should be able, he told them Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos is shokel connected all the mitzvahs, and thereby made them possible to be a hechetimtza. The Lashon of Archaim is Shumichshorim Lishkoin B'Seichel. That by doing Mitzvah Shabbos, which is Shokna Kol Torah, it makes them Muchshor to have Hashuas Hashchina there. There's a Lashon the Shara Oira that if you keep Shabbos, it says, then you become like a kisei for Hashuas Hashchina. That's the Lashon in the Shara Oira. That it becomes a chetimtza, the person becomes a chetimtza for Hashuas Hashchina. He says the lashon is dakik shadam shemesh alach lechosav nasekim kisei or mekavel Hashem yisbar. So the inyan of Mishkan and the inyan of Shabbos, each one in its own way, makes the thing into an inyan that's roy for Hashuas Hashchina. So I'd like to try to understand that the kuda of what does it mean? It becomes a mokrim for Hashuas Hashchina, and the kuda that shayach both to Shabbos and shayach to Mishkan. And one more inyan. It says in Kisisa when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Bezalel and he made him in. It says Rei Karasi B'Shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur. So it says that va. V'amala is a ruach elikim, bechachma uvesvuno bedas uvechol melacha. I was v'amala with ruach elikim, with chachma, with tvuna, das, and kol melacha. So Rashi says, chachma is a mashalim shemei achirim, tvuna is meivin dava melibay, ubedas ruach hakodesh. So really, first of all, in the order of it is strange. Chachma is what a person learns from others. That's a type of chachma. Fine. Tevuna is vayven dava melibay. Okay, that's kind of part of the series of chachma. Das is ruach hakodesh. I mean, ruach hakodesh has nothing to do with chachma. It's good for tzaddikim. It's not Like Chochmah, Tuna, Das are going to be different types, different levels of Chochmah, different types of Chochmah. So give me another type of Chochmah. So Chochmah, Tuna, you interpret as types of Chochmah. Das is Ruach HaKodesh. And it's also kind of redundant. It says, Vamala is a Ruach HaLakim. I mean, I would assume Ruach HaLakim means Ruach HaKodesh of some sort. Bechochmah, Besvuna, Ubedas, Ubechomalacha. So Bedas, shouldn't be Ruach HaKodesh again. So what's Ruach HaLakim? So what does it mean that Das is Ruach HaKodesh? And when he built the Mishkan, he was a Malam with Das, and that's Ruach HaKodesh. So I'd like to speak about an Inyan that is sort of the core of all these Inyanim. There's a Chazal. It says, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there forever, so Chazal say that even Nochon Kis'acha Me'oz means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu existed forever, there's something called Nisyashva Kis'acha. In Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, in the davening we say, "Vayom Hashvi Nis'alo V'yoshev Al Kisei Kvoidoi." So there's a musig of Yishuv Al Kisei Kvoidoi. And that seems to be Shabbat Shabbos. In the Tefillah on Shabbos, we say it Mefurish, it's Alav Esha Kisei Chvoidoi. In the Pirkei Tehillim, that were Meshayach to Yom HaShishi, Nocha Kisacha Me'oz, Me'olam Ota, it's Okilu Yom Shishi is Mechen the Kisei for Yom HaShabbos. So I'd like to talk about it and be Oymir on the Nekuda here. The musig of Amida and Yishuv and Yeshiva. So the difference between the two in terms of the Teichen, Amida means that your Shaiches to the Makom is arbitrary. I stood there for a few minutes means that I happen to be there. It's not something that has a permanent mitzias. It's not something that this mitzias is muchrachas. It's this is what it happens to be now. Who's the person standing there? Well, he happened to stood there. When somebody sits someplace, then we designate it as that's his makom. His makom is... A person cannot stand forever in a place. A person can sit forever in a place. The amal ama that you need for a person on the makom, the dalet al dalet, that's a makom of adam, is a makom yeshiva, because the makom to a person as an oimed is always temporary. The makom in yeshiva is permanent. Let's take it over. Let's take this concept over to the Inyan of Das. There's something called Yishuv Hadas, Miyas Vedaite, Yisuv Vedaite. It's a halachic category. Yishuv Hadas, Bedas Miyusheves. What does that mean? What does Das Miyusheves mean? Das is the final result of a person's process of thinking, understanding, etc. That's what Das is. Das is after a person has worked out all of the issues, thought about it, and came to a conclusion. That is Das. Now, there's a Das that's Yishuv HaDas, Be Yishuv HaDas, and there's something called a das miturefes. In other words, if I am muscle, if I'm it says that a person can't daven Berosh Ilanis because he needs Yishva Das. So I'm thinking of the words now. I am being mechav in the words, but in a minute from now, I could be interrupted. In other words, if the Das is not my permanent Das, sometimes a person, you ask a person to make a decision about something, and there's pressure. The person has a time frame that he has to make this decision on. The person needs to reach a conclusion at a certain point. So he reaches a conclusion, I thought about the, okay, I guess I have to do this. So there's das there, but that das is not das miyushevus on the person. And he could have charata because it wasn't, the process of getting at the das wasn't a permanent process, but rather it was something that happened. Now I happen to think this was the right thing to do. The right job, the right shidduch, the right yeshiva, whatever it is. But since it wasn't done with yeshiva das, it represents, this is what I thought now made sense. In a day from now, it's going to change because it wasn't standing on any bedrock of my person. It was a mikra. So the world of das of a person is the bottom rung, the end piece of his machshava process. It comes in two varieties. There could be tiruf hadas, daita mivaseses, different lashonos used to describe the opposite of yishuv hadas, and that's like a mida. It happens to be, I'm thinking this now, but it's not real to the person. A person has a moment of his iris, and he really, really wants to do something now, but that's not be yishuv hadas. And then there's something that's bedas miyushevus. It's sort of the whole process of thinking got something into a place that is with yishuv hadas. I worked it out, and it's the, you know what? This is right. That's the two oifanim of das and yishuv hadas. By definition, to be a kli kibul, you know, it's Akadosh Baruch Hu, the metzias of Akadosh Baruch Hu needs a place that is its makom, and that place cannot be described in terms of amida, that it happens to be the place where Akadosh Baruch Hu is. It's nochen kisacha. So we say, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though Me'olam Ata, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Me'olam, there's no change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzad is Mitzias, but to tell me that the Bria is now, it was now Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'teiras Kis'acha, that it's really a place where the Shekhinah clicks into Kaviyachol, where the Bria itself is really a makom for the Shekhinah, not a temporary makom, but a makom, that's nochen kisacha me'oz me'olam ata. Afal pishe me'olam ata, but nochen kisacha was only me'oz. So we have a metzias in the p'chines p'nimius of chachma and so on called das, with two varieties. And we have an inyan in terms of Ashuras HaShchina, there are things that require to have that oifen. Let's take it in each aspect. Shabbos is a yom of menucha. So, like we've spoken many times before, it's not only an injunction on us to rest on Shabbos. It's the pshat Shabbos is a day when the b'china of yishuv, Kolzman, that something is in flux. Any time when something is in motion or changing or in flux, by definition, it's not stable. It's defined as not being stable because I'm saying it's in flux. When something has slowed down, when something has come to a rest, sometimes it's just an amida, like you have a category, oimid lofush, oimid lekatev. A person stands because he needs to shift the burden. That's oimid lekatev. That's a very small amida. And it might not be a hanocha on Shabbos. Oimid lofush might not be a hanocha. He just pauses a minute to catch his breath and he's going weiter. So even though he has stopped, but that's not called hanocha, because it's not, it hasn't come to its place. Menucha and mokoim are one and the same. The mitzvah of tchumen is ishal teitzum mekomo, defines a mokom for a person. The primary halacha in the Torah, and there's mokom shenagu, there's yudalet esvav for megillah, but the definition is makom for tzedakah, when is it ben iroi for tzedakah to give, to get. Those are rabbanan halachas. Midoraisa, the definition of halacha is the chi of tchumen of Shabbos, that every person defines himself as a makom. In order for the menucha to define a makom, it has to be of the nature of yeshuva daite, of nochay kisacha. And that's why Kaviyochel Takarish Baruch Hu Oznis Allah V'yoshav Al Kisei Chvoidoi. The Mehus of Shabbos is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sat on Kisei Chvoidoi, when the Hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu became the permanent Metzias, and connected that, it's a Yoim that has that Metzias. And let's explain it. All week long, when things are in transition, so the word permanence, it doesn't have a makom. I'm always moving things. I'm always going places. The world is changing. I'm burning, baking, cooking, weaving, sewing, and so on. So there's a constant flux of things, and therefore there's a metzias of not permanence, of tiruf adas, no das, no yishba das, and there can't be this alosh akis chvoidei. Dan haga lamala, since this is a world of asiya, dan haga can't be an haga of yashav al kisei. Shabbos, where dan haga that Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the bria is isha yetzim imkomo, of menucha, of the world doesn't transition, that has to be that has to be there. It's possible to bring in dan haga of this alami kisei. The moral is, how come Shabbos starts with Yitzias HaShabbos? I mean, a lot of people ask it, like, Hitzor itself is actually Melacha Grua. It's not kind of very typical of Melachas. It's got a lot of differences. We should have started with something like Havarah, or start at the beginning with Chrisha, go with fear the Seder of something. A Klal Gadol we'd normally expect to start with. So the moral says that you always need to start something new by defining it as opposed to something else. So Shabbos and Yontif are very similar. What typifies Shabbos over Yontif is Yisro Hitzor. That's Maral's answer. I'd like to say, in line with the Nekuda we're developing, it's, in other words, if the Mehus of Shabbos is Menucha, if it is Isha Yetzim Mekoymoy, if it's Ozis Alav Yosha Kisei Chvoidoy, so Hitzor Mirashus L'Rishus is Be'etzim the yisoid of all Melechah Shabbos. In other words, when a person bakes bread, he's being moitzi it from being dough to being bread. When a person is sowing, he's being moitzi from seed to plant. In other words, transition and flux is conceptualized as hoitzor mirshus l'rishus. Nothing has a place that it's at. What is this? This is at this stage, but the stage is going to change. And this Zera is going to become an Uber, this Uber is going to become a child, this child will become an adult, this adult is going to die, and so on. There's no makom, nothing has a place. When you have a menucha, there you have a makom, and there you have a metzias, that things have their makom. So Shabbos is the hefech. Shabbos starts with the Issa being moitzi mishus l'rishus. That's so. As far as Shabbos is concerned, that is the makom of the menucha in Shabbos is the menucha of having things rest in, of having things come to their place. the possibility of Yishuv and of Yishuv Adas, and that's where it's Pasha Rashua Shechina. By the same token, the Mishkan is called the Makom of the Menucha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The descriptions of a home, the Beis HaMikdash is considered like a bias, Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It all reflects that Indian of it being the Makom Menuchasai. The pasuk in Tilma describes why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a tzipor nodet, like a bird wandering, not having a place to be? In other words, what it means is, in the world, the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sporadic. Kaviyachol, person do mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them good. Person do various chashon, chashon is bad. Sometimes it's gilish shchina, sometimes it's hester shchina, sometimes it's this, sometimes it's that. In since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga is in tune with the world, it's a wandering type of anhaga. In Beis HaMikdash, l'moshel, Asar and Nisim were always there in Beis HaMikdash. A nes is a sporadic revelation of a different anhaga of shchina in the world. So in the world, Nisim are rare, and they're meant to be rare. They're not supposed to be. In the Beis HaMikdash, Asar Nisim is a permanent part of Beis HaMikdash, because this is the place where that world of La'asid and stands, and therefore that's its Metzias over there. I want to speak about the third leg of this inyan, and that's the Vayakhel. There is another place where it says Vayakhel, very different. It says Vayakhilu alai kulchem. When they all came running to Moshe, when they all came running by the Chet Ha'egel, and over there it means, I guess if you translate it into English, you mobbed me. When he's speaking over by the description of Chet HaMeraglim, Rashi says, so Rashi says, bir buvya, with no sense or say to whatever it is. A tzibur has one of two oifanim. A tzibur, when they mob, what's the pshat when they mobbed? When they mob means each person is coming on his own and happens to intersect at a common interest. They're all angry at Pliny, so they all come running to hit Pliny. They all want to get something from Pliny, so they all come running. So what happens is the midah of tiruf hadas in each person gets multiplied. A mob, the worst person is not as bad as a mob. A mob is a magnification of tiruf hadas. When it's the other way around, when first there's a das that says we're going to get together for this matara, and the matara brings everybody together, come and let's build a mishkan. So fakert, so the tzibur comes together, and when the tzibur comes together as a kohol, then it becomes then you have that nekuda. If everybody can come together for kvoid shemayim. And like it says, Rashi says over there by Maimon HaSinai, he says that you came to me with a seder, with the right seder. The Rosh Shvatim came before the Skenim, came before the Ketanim. That's a seder Hogan, Rashi says. It's a right seder. There, Adarabba, then the tzibba becomes a chetimtza for yeshiva, for kviz and so on. You have it expressed in a parash in the Torah. It says Vayhi bin Soya Aaron, and then you have Uvenucha Yoima. Vayhi bin Soya Aaron, it says Kuma Hashem. In other words, Akadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel should get up from Mokum Yeshiva. and we want it's a time of motion. It's a time of turmoil. Uvenucha yoyma. Shuva Hashem Rivas Alpha Yisrael. It says she'en hashchina sheira ela Rivas Alpha Yisrael. In battle, there could also be Rivas Alpha Yisrael, but that's not what you have over there. When Kalal Yisrael is not b'yishuv adas, when there's not a mchina of seder, and Kalal Yisrael resting, each prod is an element in its own right. When you have a venucha yoyma, when you in the mchina of the menucha, so there it's possible to have the rivers of Yisrael that Kadosh Baruch should be shreira in Kalal Yisrael. So the hechetimtza for Ashoras Hashchina, by definition, Ashoras Hashchina means this is a place that the Shechina belongs to. There's no, you can't invite the Shechina in for a visit. Shechina doesn't visit. Ashoras Hashchina means it's a makom where this is one of the places of Shechina. It either is a makom for Shechina or it's not a makom for Shechina. There's no such thing as a temporary makom for Shechina. The Mishkan was an extraordinary. In Akuda, maybe some other time speak why the Mishkan, even though it was a different place, different times, was like that. It was a sort of a lemailam and a makom. It was the Mishkan itself was the makom, but in the metzias of Klal Yisrael, the metzias of Mekomos, to be a makom, it has to by definition be permanent rather than temporary. The parasha Vayakel is the parasha of Ashoras Hashchina. Shabbos is be'etzem, the nekuda atzmius of it. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makel Klal Yisrael. It's the only time in the Torah when Torah was given me toich hakel. Hakel means if I'm making an announcement in the airport that, I don't know, look out for the observers. I don't make a kohol out of everybody. I'm telling a million people draining around, everybody's draining someplace else, look out and see if there's something there suspicious. That's not, there my dibur is to everybody. I want to make sure everybody in the airport heard this announcement, and therefore, I'm announcing it to everybody. But that's not vayakil. But if I say, Rabbeisai, come, let's build something, let's be a tzibur, let's be a kehillah, there, I'm taking the people and putting them into a makom, creating a makom out of the kohol, that becomes a chetinsa shoras hashchina. Shabbos is the nekud in the bria, where there's a pchina of yeshiva, where nochen kisacha, oz nis'alo v'yoshev al kisei chvoidoi. So be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we will now create a Shabbos in the world, and there's a Shabbos all year, there's a Shabbos in Zman for everybody, and there's a place that is a mokum of Shabbos for everybody. And that makom is the Mishkan, and b'meila you can't. It's not the pshat that Shabbos is an outside halacha that can't clash. That when it clashes with Mishkan, what do we do? Since Shabbos is in the kura pnimius in the Mishkan, then the Mishkan can't be on the cheshem of Shabbos. The Mishkan is supposed to be a Shabbos, and b'meila it starts with Mishkan, and then with Shabbos, and Mishkan builds around it. Let's go a little bit, again, bring it down to a metzias or that shayach to us and so on. One of the kinyanim of Torah, Yishuv Adas, is one of the fanim of which Torah is nikne. And it's very interesting, there's a sfasemis says, in halacha, sfasemis gila, the Gemara says they used to teach sitting, they used to teach standing, they used to learn sitting, standing, the Kalei Sateris. So Sfasemis speaks, the Rambam says, Ein Shailin Me'umad. You don't ask a Shaila standing. So they ask a steer on the Rambam. And Sfasemis answers, the Rav can't be standing because he doesn't have Yishuv Adas when he's standing. We seem to think of Machshava as being a Hechetimtza to stimulate a person to doing something. If somebody gave somebody else Musa, and he sat and learned all day because of it, so we see a great accomplishment. The Musa was there to stimulate the person, and the person did it. He went ahead and he learned. And that's it. What more can you ask? So maybe every day I should give a mussar, and every day I'll learn. You know, that's the learning to understand where are those maisim sitting. In other words, Yishuv Hadas is a prerequisite for building something. Anything that's not built, there's a Gemara in the Agadat of Rav Achana. There's an extraordinary Gemara. The Agadat of Rav Achana is one of the Agadatas that less mandapolik, that it's not Kipshutoi. Kemat, no one holds Kipshutoi, but it's all Mishalim for very deep Inyanim. But this it also has Mishalim for Inyanim. It says that he once landed on an island and they camped out, and the kids had made a fire and everything, and it actually was the back of a fish, and then it started heaving and just, you know, kind of, you know, got rid of the whole encampment and everything. On a simple level, a person can sometimes build an entire edifice, but it's resting on quicksand. It's not the person himself. The person did not do it with das, and certainly not with das miyushevis. And in halacha, what's kaveh kinyan is b'das miyushevis. Nas is fadenu and this and that, but b'das is miyushevis. If the das of the person is not miyushevis, then it's worthless, because it's going to start. Yes, today I wanted to do it. Tomorrow I have a different mood. I didn't. I was out of touch with myself when I thought about doing this. The afchana of looking at a maisa. People, if you look at a young person's maisim, they sometimes seem to be a lot frumer, a lot more radical, a lot more extraordinary than an older person. And yet you look at the younger person, you smile and say, it's just a phase, just an adolescent. Even for kids, he's being machmir like the Chazanish, and he's learning like the Chavetz Chaim, and he's sitkis like this, and he's clearing Chakir's like a Chaim Briska, and it's awesome. But you say, there's no das there, and very little das, and whatever it is not miyushevis. So it has no meaning to it. The understanding that the most critical piece in connecting the person to his maisim, to his outlook, and everything else is the midah of Yishuv Hadas, and it takes a bunch of things to create that Yishuv Hadas. The Yishuv Hadas, first of all, the Mesil Sesharim speaks about it in Tara. He says, if a person thinks about what he's doing before he's doing it, and thinks it through, and then he does it, then he does it with Yishuv Hadas, and then he can do it properly. In other words, if a person sits and thinks before the Seder, before something, this is the mitzvah, this is the tachlis that we're doing it for, this is what I'm doing, this is why I'm doing it. The thinking through something before is the aleph beis of Yishuv Hadas. The second thing is a person has to understand that it's only after many times a person has thought about something, and in many different ways, the person that the das becomes settled. It's a process. It's just like wine. It says Yain Yoshen that das skenim noichimenu. Skenim like old wine. And the reason is because the mid of Zikna is where things have settled out, where the sediment has settled, the time involved settled it, and that's what Yain Yashin is. In other words, younger wines tend to be sharper, and you know, they have sometimes more of a kick, but they're full of sediment. An older wine, the sediment settled out, it's smoother. The Nekud of Zikne is that Yishuv Hadas. The things are, it's an understand. So the first thing is a person has to get used to thinking things through many times. A person has to learn to curb behilos. If a person is impulsive and right away acts on things, he will find out many times that it was standing on a house of cards. And then he's shocked and surprised why things fell apart. So it is the teva of a younger person, and a lot of good things happen. A person, you know, there is a certain tkuf in life when you do extreme things, and if they're good, a person sits up and he's learning, you know, all night, he decided to spend on a sugya. In its place, that's the skula of nairus. We can't make a nair into zakin. But in the bigger picture, if the person is doing things that are erratic, they're extreme, they're way past where he was before, it's hefech of Yishuv Adas. Yishuv Adas is a midah that requires das, requires thinking. It requires thinking many times, understanding that think it over today. Tomorrow it might look differently. People are almost eager to be to do things right away because they know that tomorrow I'll think differently. You know, I know that if I do it now, I'm going to do it. If I wait till tomorrow, I'm not going to do it. So there are certain inyanim that, you know, when the certain critical inyanim that it's the right thing. But ba'oifin klali, that's not a good hanhaga. It's the reason in a bigger hashkafa why klali Yisrael goes with das kenim. Young people are impatient. And the netiya is, the inner netiya of a young person is when he sees on Hagav's Canaan, he feels they drag their feet, they're not going anyplace, they're not, if I were there, I'd be making big declarations and radical changes and great revolutions. Well, that's why you're not there. It's on Hagav that carries in itself a kernel of goodness, but it's without the meat of Yishuv Adas. And learning is a tremendous school of Yishuv Adas because a person... because learning teaches a person to keep questioning it again and again and again. Is it so clear that this is pshat? Let's go through it again. Not quite clear that it's like that. There are different elements that go into building Yishuv Adas in a person. But the first of it is appreciating it and understanding that things that are done without das bechlal are kemat worthless, and things that are done without Yishuv Adas are not so, good chance that it's without das. It's a reason why a person should be misyayetz with somebody older. Yes, the reason why we don't like to ask an eitzah for somebody older is because I know he's not going to agree to it, and I'm so game on doing it. But hagufa, the game to be doing it a lot of times is because of a lack of Yishuv Adas. And understanding this musig of Yishuv Adas as being the core for anything worthy. Great mitzvahs, ma'isim tovim, and extraordinary events are one-time affairs unless they're of Yishuv Adas, and they're not a mokum for Shoras HaShechina. Bezalel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I think Pshat, I'd like to suggest a Pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Azimalahim et Ruach HaLikim. Chachma came first, Bina came. Once Das is in place, that's where you have Ruach HaKodesh. In other words, when a person, when the inyanim that go through his mind have settled into Das, you become a platform for something much bigger. Chachma is only as valuable as the Chachma. Whatever information I get, whatever knowledge I get, that's what Chachma is. Bina is only as valuable as the processing, thinking, Davim Teich Davim, and so on and so forth. When a person has das, he has a lot more. Just like when you have the Mishkan, each piece that you build is a Maisa Mitzvah, and each piece is a Divas Alev, and so on and so forth. But when you finish building it, there's something much bigger within it. Big people that we see, and we talk about Ruach HaKodesh, in my Messiah's Ruach HaKodesh is not people knowing what's going to happen. But their perspective on life carries an added dimension. They understand things with another dimension. That's the way we understand Ruach HaKodesh. We're not talking about he knows whether this will happen, that or the other happen. It's his words carry more than just wisdom. There's wisdom plus to it. That's the effect of the Mid of Das. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave him Ruach HaLikim. How's that? Chachma, Bina. And once I have Das, within the Das is where I have the Ruach HaKodesh. So it's the chinuch of the chinuch of a yeshiva, the chinuch of a ben Torah, is to make it from the tkuf of Nairus towards the tkufa of zikna. In other words, all the good that's there, but the person builds out, begins to build a makom. He begins to build his makom with his das, with his yeshiva das, with his menuchas hanefesh. All of these are characteristics of the same thing. The menucha of Shabbos and the menuchas hanefesh. The building of a tzibur, not as a mob, a seething mob of people, but as a structure where people see a big picture and each one finds a place within the big picture. Those are all pol yoytzes. Those are all results of this mida of menucha, and it's a core menucha. One of the major focuses of chinuch in European yeshivas used to be that, you know, was leist of a kind. What are you running like a child? Pizizus was seen as the raw product, the raw material that came into the yeshiva. He's a child. He's puzzles. He doesn't have yeshiva das. Yeshiva das was seen as the finished product. It's important to be aware of it. It's important to build nekudas of menucha, menuchas hanefesh, yeshiva das, machshava, and so on. And a person who builds a solid platform of das finds that within that platform, a lot more than he put in comes out. Hashos HaShchina comes dafke in a mokum menucha, in a zman of menucha, in a mokum of menucha, and in a person who has that menuchas hanefesh, not yeshiva das. Yes, we could just think about it. When a person understands that the place that he's coming from, he needs to tear away from. In other words, like by Avram of Lech Lecha Ma'atzma Lecha, the decision itself, you know, Akash Rebbe said go. Sometimes a person, it's like jumping in a pool. When you know you're supposed to jump in, the act itself should be done beneath it. But Rav Tzadok points out, we paid for it because how did the Chet HaEgel come? Because we didn't do it in Menuchas HaNefesh, there were a lot of raw patches. But right. At that moment, you needed to do it.
It's like a Vechina Nairis.
What?
It was
a Nairis, and it had to be the difference. And just, I mean, Kashmir, the reason, not only negative, a person makes tremendous changes in his life when he's a teenager. But those changes carry rough spots with them, they need to settle in at some point. You know, yes, the first exposure to bubbling might be making them all night mishmer, isn't that? But, you know, it comes in two stages. It comes with a b'chinas nairuth, and then sickness settles in. That does.
The chesed and reich.
Yes, the chesed and reich. I once spoke about a shana, the okim, what's the lashon pasuk? It's the bris the urim, and I will be okim to you a bris forever. In other words, there's the urim, and then there's the hakamas bris. And same thing in marriage, like that. There's the tkufa of coming together is always with a rush, and then there's a settling. That's the way Hashem made the world. There's no straight way, but at least understand that, you know, the stage is not finished until you haven't had that darga of yeshiva das.
It's interesting that the lashon for the bris being yashiv is hakamas bris.
Yes. Interesting. Yeah. Yes. Well, there's no thing as Yishu Bris. I don't you know. But also, Vakim Moise means to establish permanently. It's a kind of, you know, the word Nitzav also, it's in the position of standing, Nitzav means something that's there to stay. So, you know, what Yeshiva is by person, and Nitzav is, just don't have the very personal thing as Nitzav. It's not, you can't, unless you're dead, you can't, or age is low, there's no thing as, you know.
Very much like, a person developing yeshiva.
Yeah.